This is Amy Lobenstein from the Pinhead Institute for Telluride Inside and Out. I'm here with former astronaut Joe Tanner from the University of Colorado at Boulder Aerospace Engineering Sciences Department. Joe will be in town this week for the Pinhead Institute's esteemed Scholars in the Schools program. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing great, Amy. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. We're going to start by asking you what inspired you to become an astronaut.
Well, like a number of young people my age in the 60s, I was inspired by the Apollo program and the race to the moon to try to beat the Russians. And we did, of course. And that kind of was in the back of my mind as I went through all of my schooling, that I wanted to do that.
Well, of course, I'm going to ask you the question that everybody wants to know. Can you tell us a little bit about how it feels as you're about to step out into space? What does it feel like outside the shuttle?
Well, it's kind of a scary environment, and you've studied enough about what it is like in the vacuum of space and how dangerous and hazardous that is should you be exposed to, that you are always thinking about that. But mostly you're thinking about the job that you have to do and concentrating on all the tasks that you're going to perform, and you're very excited about having this very unique experience. So it feels physically a lot like being underwater, and that's why we train underwater a lot. To get that feeling of not having the full of gravity on your body all the time.
That sounds incredible. So, of course, since you're in town for the Pinhead Institute, what kind of science did you need to learn to work on the International Space Station and or when you worked on the Hubble telescope?
Well, I'll start with the Hubble because I did that one first. And I actually learned a lot about the science of the Hubble and how it worked and a lot of about astronomy, mostly because I really wanted to, but I wanted to be as smart as I could be before I put my hands on that incredibly valuable telescope. But actually do the work. I didn't use that science, but it sure helped me, I think, be a better crew member. For the International Space Station, my job was really construction of the station, and I understood how to do that and didn't have to have a whole lot of science. But the crew members that live on board now, and there are six people on board the station right now, had to study a lot of science to be effective crew members to do the experiments that the ground is asking them to do.
And can you elaborate on some of the different experiments that they're working on right now?
Well, most of the focus on the experiments now are on the effects of long-term microgravity, which means no effect of gravity on tissues, some of them human tissues and some of them experiments. They've had insects on board and no mammals other than the humans, but butterfly larva was an experiment from last year to really understand what microgravity does and radiation on the effects and the growth of tissues.
Incredible. Well, that being said, with all that important work that's happening, what are some of your thoughts on the future of the U.S. space program?
Well, we're kind of in a low period right now, in my opinion. The space shuttle was retired during the summer after 30 years of pretty good service. And right now, the United States has no capability to launch humans into space. We have to rely on the Russians to do that. And they have been good partners, but it's like having to call a taxi every time you want to go to the grocery store. You kind of like to have your own vehicle. So we're in a transition period of after shuttle, before whatever is next. And we hope that the commercial sector, and that is private businesses, some of them very large, some of them not so large, can develop a space vehicle that will carry NASA astronauts and other humans into space.
So that being said, what are your opinions on private space initiatives?
Well, I'm hopeful that everyone succeeds. I'm not confident that everyone will, that is trying to get the world's or the nation's business and, in effect, the world's business for launching people into space. The time is going to tell. We're at a critical juncture right now as the companies are developing their vehicles. And there's actually going to be a very interesting launch to watch on February 7th, where SpaceX, one of the competitors, is launching their capsule that could eventually carry humans They will be launching that to the space station on a practice cargo mission. So every month I think is going to bring something new and hopefully exciting, but it is going to be several years before the United States has the capability to launch a human being to the space station, probably no earlier than about 2015.
Well, so then in that and along those same lines, how can we keep kids dreaming about becoming astronauts without shuttle launches happening?
Well, that's a challenge, and that's why I love Pinhead and the thing that the Institute does to inspire young people to go into the fields of science and engineering, and that's part of my mission when I come this week. I was going to say that the good thing for the kids is that they're still young enough that it doesn't make much difference what we're doing in space right now because they're too young to be astronauts. And by the time that they do get old enough, hopefully they'll be properly prepared. And the missions in the future are going to be literally out of this world because we're actually going to leave the orbit of Earth where we've been stuck since 1972 and go hopefully back to the moon and then eventually on to Mars.
So what advice would you give students who you speak to this week and some that you don't have a chance to speak to about how they could pursue your job?
Well, the first thing that any student can do to prepare themselves not only to be an astronaut but for any career that they would like in the future is to do the best they can in all of their work, the schoolwork that they have to do right now. It might not be their favorite subject, but they should do the best job they can, whether it be science or English or whatever, even PE. Do the best job you can, be the best person that you can, and you'll eventually prepare yourself and give yourself all of the tools, both intellectual tools and physical tools to succeed in whatever you want to do.
And so just to wrap up our interview, can you tell kids, since you were talking about some of the different subjects that they could do well in, could you emphasize for them why science education is important for them?
Well, I think science education is important for no other reason than to understand the world around us and even into the universe around us. I can't imagine going through life and not understanding what's happening when I plug a lamp into the socket of the wall and understand why that makes the light turn on. And that's all part of science. And I think it's exciting to figure out how things work. And whether you use that knowledge in a profession or not is probably not as important as you being a well-educated person. So I think science is not only fun, but it makes the world around you more meaningful to you.
Well, Joe, we really appreciate your time. And just to wrap up, former astronaut Joe Tanner is going to be visiting schools with the Pinhead Institute Scholar in the Schools program on January 12th and 13th. And we look forward to having you, Joe.
Well, thanks. It's always great to come back into the area, and I can't wait to meet some of the students.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.